Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. It's Bish, Cakes, Evie, and JP. That is the foursome. And joining us right now is Washington Post columnist, best-selling author John Feinstein, brought to you by our friends at Golfdom. The 2020 golf season's underway. What better way to kick it off than getting custom fit for new clubs at Golfdom? Go to golfdomgolf.com for details on new product launches and schedule your personalized fitting. Golfdom, live the game. Good morning, John.
Good morning, everybody. The four of you back together. So fill in this blank. Reunited, and it feels so.
Good.
Yeah, it feels good.
Good.
Yeah,
I'm glad to hear that.
Is that peaches and herb?
I think it is.
Yeah. Great song.
Herb.
It is.
Great song.
Herb.
Peaches and herb. Herbie.
Herb.
But not Herbie Hancock.
Nope. Different. Probably about 1980 or so, right? Yeah, when that song was out?
That's an old tune.
It's old.
Good one.
I know that.
Yeah. Yeah. A great one, though.
I was young when it came out. That's how old it is.
Right. Exactly. All right. So I don't know. Any of the football stuff excite you? Are you excited about that?
You know, I mean, I did watch a lot of the games last weekend.
You did?
More than I would have expected. I mean, I was flipping around watching college hoops too. But the Ravens and Bills should be a great game because you got two really, really good young quarterbacks. I'm not as excited about Brady versus Breeze. Because I don't know if you guys watched the Saints last week. I was not overwhelmed by them. 7-3 against the Bears. The Bears aren't very good. They were the second worst team in the playoffs, along with Washington. And I just wasn't overwhelmed by what I saw. I think we're hearing all the talk that Breeze is going to retire. It's probably the best thing for him. And I would not be at all surprised if Tampa Bay wins that game because Brady – did look pretty. Brady's good. Brady's not great anymore. He's not what he used to be, but he's still very good. And Tampa Bay has more, I think, more weapons than New Orleans does, even now, though New Orleans is healthy now. But the game that I really want to see is that Ravens-Buffalo game, because I think that'll be a real good game. The Rams, I know, have a great defense. I just can't see their offense doing enough to beat Green Bay. And I don't see the Chiefs losing. Upsets happen, we know that, but I don't.
John, I got killed by some of the other guys on the show, but because of the point you just brought up, I'd rather see Allen and Lamar Jackson, guys who are in their prime, instead of two 40-year-old plus guys duel it out in Breeze and Brady.
They're only legends, Cakes.
I understand,
well,
but I'd rather
legends.
See the young
there's
guys
no question
go
about
at it.
That. I mean, there's no arguing that. They're both going to go to into the Hall of Fame the minute they're eligible, and Brady is arguably the greatest of all time. But at this moment, there's no comparing in terms of excitement. I mean, that play Jackson made in the Tennessee game, the run to tie the game in the second quarter, you know, come on. You think Brady or Breeze is going to make a play like that at this point? Of course not. And I agree with you, Cakes. I think that that's why I brought it up, that I think both those guys are capable of making plays that'll take your breath away. Brady and Breeze are capable of winning games at this point, but they're not going to take your breath away.
And Lamar has been fully unleashed. Like, over the last six games, he's averaging 94 rushing yards per game over
ever
the last
since
six.
He came back from the COVID, right?
Yeah. I mean, he's crushing.
He's been great, and the team's been great, which isn't surprising. Now, they played a fairly easy schedule down the stretch. They played a very tough schedule the first 11 games. But, But you're right. I mean, he's been the guy he was a year ago, actually, when he was the MVP. And it's funny because I actually think his stats were not as spectacular this year as they were last year, but I think he's a better quarterback now because he's had a year to mature. He's better at decision making, and he's a better thrower down the field. Now that doesn't mean that his stats show it, but just watching him, he's got more confidence when he throws the ball downfield.
Do you find yourself rooting for the Ravens because you spent that year with them? You like Bisciotti? You like, you know?
Yes, to all of
guys.
That. Yeah. Yes. I mean, I spent the year with them. There are still a lot of guys there, starting with Bisciotti, who were there when I was there. Not the coaching staff, obviously, not the players, but guys who work in the front office. I knew Eric DaCosta well when he was the head of college scouting when I did the book in 2004. Ozzie Newsome, obviously. And Ozzie and Eric in particular have been really helpful to me on this race and sports books I'm working on because they sat me down, or I sat them down, and they walked me through the night they made the decision to draft Lamar Jackson, which, as you know, was a very controversial pick back then, and then Lamar has proved all the doubters wrong. But, yeah, I still have a warm spot for them. Plus, going to that stadium, in contrast to going to the stadium closer to us, is so much more pleasant because literally the people who work there are told you will treat everybody with respect. You will, you know, I mean, you got to go through the security stuff. That's part of it for everybody, but it's just a much more pleasant place to be. And I will say this: I have not been to the Washington Stadium for several years because the only time I would ever go there is if I absolutely had to.
You know, I know you're not big into, like, I feel like you're not big into the draft and all that stuff. You just don't get caught up in that stuff. But I'm wondering, if you were a GM, which of the quarterbacks would you select? With Lawrence, Wilson, Fields. I'll even throw in Mac Jones.
Don't forget Trey Lance.
I think Trey Lance stinks, but whatever.
Have you seen him play?
Yes.
Really?
He saw him play once.
I saw one game. I went through every throw, and I just thought he was the most inaccurate passer I've ever seen in the history of the planet. But
wow, that's
but
saying
admittedly,
a lot.
Admittedly, they all said it was a horrible game for him.
Yeah, so, I mean, I haven't seen Trey Lance play, so I can't
Nobody
comment
has.
On him. And again, there are times when, you know, again, I'm not that into the draft. You're right, as you guys know. And one of the things that's going to make me crazy again this weekend is the 487 commercials for the draft, which is still, what, 3.5 months away. And I don't sit around and watch it when they have it. I might watch the first pick if for some reason there's question about who's going first. Last year there wasn't. Everybody knew it was going to be Burrow. And there have been times when I've sort of made judgments having seen the quarterbacks. Like I could not believe when Trubisky went ahead of Mahomes and Watson.
Right.
And I've told you guys a story about asking Doug Williams about it 2 days later. By the way, why is nobody mentioning him as a potential general manager for Washington?
Because he's been, seems like he's been phased out here.
He has been. He has been.
I wonder
think
why.
I pushed him to the side why as
do you
soon
think,
as he came in.
Why do you
and,
think that?
And Doug knows football as well as anybody I know.
Yeah.
And he's really smart. But I asked Doug, because I was working on the quarterback book, you know, where would Watson and Mahomes have gone if they'd been white? And Doug just looked at me and he said, ahead of Trubisky. I said, Trubisky went second. He said, I know. And we all know how that's played out. So I was right about that one. I don't think there was any judgment to make last year. Burrow was clearly the best quarterback in the draft. This year, I mean, the easy money is Lawrence. Fields, you know, was up and down this year. He was brilliant against Clemson. He was not brilliant in most of the regular season. So I'd have and Lawrence has, you know, he's 6'6". He can throw the heck out of the ball. He's mobile. You almost have to go with him as a quarterback. Wilson, to me, I've seen him play, but I don't feel like I know his game well enough to make a fair judgment on him.
Urban Meyer to Jacksonville. You a fan or not?
I'm not a fan of Urban Meyer at all. He always has health problems when his team isn't very good. He had all those guys at Florida who went to jail and all came back to play. I'm not personally a fan of his, but he's a hell of a football coach. I mean, he did a great job at Utah. He had Alex Smith, and they went undefeated. And then another thing, he says, oh, my dream job is Notre Dame. But then he realized winning at Florida would be easier than Notre Dame, so he goes to Florida. Nothing wrong with that. Just don't say your dream job is Notre Dame. If it's your dream job and you have a chance to take it, take it. And he's got this whole Hamlet thing. I mean, this Jaguars thing went on forever. I'm going to take it. I'm not going to take it. I want to. Oh, there's another team involved. Clearly a move by his agent to get him more money. But I am one of those guys who thinks if you're a great coach, you're a great coach. And I think there's no reason why, especially starting out with the number one pick in the draft, which doesn't make you a good team right away, by the way. But I would think he'll do a good job at Jacksonville. And I'd like to see Jacksonville do well because it's been such a struggle for that franchise being in such a small market. I mean, they've had to tarp the upper deck at times. They've played all these games in London. I'd love to see Jacksonville do well.
Hey, I have to ask you about the Tiger documentary. I'm assuming you didn't watch it.
Did not watch it.
Yeah, but I'm sure people had tweeted you or somebody may have let you know that your voice was heard there. I think some old clips from the sports reporters or something, you know, from 20 years ago.
Nobody told me that. No.
Yeah, I wonder if that makes you crazy because I know, first of all, how you're not fond of Tiger.
It doesn't make me crazy. I mean, you know, it's like if somebody brings up something I wrote years ago. It's no different. I think I've told you that when HBO first approached me about being interviewed for the thing, I said no, three times. Because I said to them, I said, this is a waste of time. You're not going to have anything fresh. He's not going to talk to you, which, of course, he didn't. And I have no interest in it. And then my wife, Christine, said, it's HBO. You got to do it. So I did it. And what I did hear from people was that none of the interview that I did appeared on the first part. I don't know if anything.
They did use your audio. I assumed it was old audio from the sports reporters. That's what I assumed because they had Mitch album clips.
Yeah, it might have been. Or it might have been. I don't know.
I think it was.
But anyway, the reviews I've read say what I thought, that there's just nothing new in it.
Think there was some. There was some footage we'd never seen before, but it did.
What, Tiger with his dad or something?
Some of that stuff, yeah, playing golf. You could see the interaction between him when he was 10, 11, 12. You know, we hadn't really seen that. Stuff with the girlfriend, with some of that, the video, her home videos of them, goofing around in the house. Just seeing Tiger being normal, which you haven't seen very often. And then
I think Tiger's usually boring, not normal.
Well, he was actually normal. Yeah, that's why it was shocking. So it was new. And then they had shot, and you always talk about what a despicable human Earl is, in your opinion. And they did have they talked about, I didn't know he had a Winnebago that he parked at the golf course where he would bring chicks he'd give lessons to and then go have drinks with them in the Winnebago. And they had a shot
and then
of
he
the
would
Winnebago
pummel it.
There.
Then he would pummel it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't change my opinion of Earl or of the documentary.
No, it reinforces your opinion of Earl.
Yeah, more or less. But Tiger Woods is Tiger Woods. He's the greatest player of all time. The book that they based a lot of this on was actually a pretty good book. They did a good job, even though they had no cooperation. Of course, Mark Steinberg complained about the doc on Monday. You know, I saw that it was unfair. And I get along with Steinberg now, by the way. We smoked the peace pipe years ago. But he said it was unfair and incomplete. Okay.
Well, part one.
Well, why was it incomplete? Because the subject of the thing wouldn't talk to them. Mm-hmm. So don't complain about it being incomplete if he won't talk to them. That I did have an issue with that. And, of course, it was Monday or Tuesday. It was right after, the whole thing happened. Oh, it was the day that the PGA of America announced they were taking the PGA next year away from Trump National.
Right.
And if anybody should have been out front saying this is the right thing to do among golfers, it's Tiger Woods. Mm-hmm. And, of course, he, like everybody else in golf, had absolutely nothing to say. So I was struck by Steinberg complaining about this being incomplete when it was actually something Tiger should have been saying that day, and, of course, he didn't.
Do you have a rivalry with Armin Gatan? Because I really actually
like
his
friends.
Books. Yeah, I love his books. He has
Armin and I worked together at Sports Illustrated. We worked together on a couple of stories, actually. We go way back, and I have great respect for Armin's work. And, we went in different directions. He went into television and has done very well. And I had, as you guys know, a few spasms on television and did not do very well.
Hey, you still pop up here and there.
Yeah, I still pop up here and there. And I've always said that my problem with television wasn't that I wasn't any good on the air. I think I was pretty good. I was good on television. I was never good at television. I never played the political games you need to play.
Yeah. Armin's just a really good storyteller.
Yes, he is. He's very good. Tom Rinaldi's very good, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Tom's a free agent, right? Did Tom leave?
For Fox.
Yeah, Fox. Okay. Yeah, did you ever read Raw Recruits? I know that, your books.
Yeah, are you kidding? Yeah.
That was one of the greatest books of all time. I love that book. Anyway.
Yeah, and it was written by two very good friends of mine, Ken Denlinger and Lenny Shapiro.
No, Raw Recruits.
Raw Recruits was written
by Armin Katayan.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was thinking of Athletes for Sale, which Kenny. Yes, I did read that book too. Yes.
Yeah.
Armin's very good and a good guy, by the way.
Yeah.
No, I have no rivalry with him.
Okay, I was just wondering. All right. Anything else, guys? Anything else?
Hockey season.
Hockey.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
The Caps 1-0.
Islanders 4-0 last night.
Nice.
Well, we don't care about that.
Start, and that division is going to be brutal.
Yeah,
I mean it's good, you know, especially with everybody playing everybody eight times a piece. It's gonna be. Somebody on the Hockey Network last night called it the division of death, and it's probably not inaccurate. So every game's gonna matter. Caps got off to a good start. I think the Caps will be good, and I hope the Islanders will be good.
Yeah.
Who knows what to expect?
I always feel better when the
schedule changes and.
Yeah, we don't know what's going to happen with all that. I mean, look what's going on in the NBA and in college basketball right now. So none of us knows what will happen.
I'm so screwed up, like, calendar-wise, because everything's all different now. Is this typically when hockey starts? I don't even know.
No, it starts in October.
That's what I'm telling you. I'm all screwed up.
Hockey usually starts the first week in October.
Right, yeah. Right.
But they didn't finish the season until September, like the NBA. The NBA rushed to get started before Christmas.
Right.
Because, you know, Christmas Day is a big day for them. And the NBA actually ended after hockey in their bubbles. But the NBA started December 22nd. Hockey's going to have a 56-game season, basketball 72. Again, you're right, Jason, if everything comes off okay, and we don't know that it will.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at the Wizards right now.
I know.
Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah, that's another
a whole
other
discussion. Thank you, John.
Thank you.
All right, guys, have a great weekend.
Yep. See you too, man. John Feinstein, best-selling author, Washington Post columnist. You can follow him on Twitter at Jay Feinstein Books. Coming up next, would you want Juju in D.C.?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got
got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. Wanted to talk a little Washington football team here. By the way, Ryan Kerrigan, who we don't know if he's going to be in a Washington football team uniform next year or not, he's going to jump on with Grant and Danny today at 4:30, so you don't want to miss that. Should be interesting. A lot of people looked at some of the pictures of Kerrigan post-game where he was on his cell phone after taking off his uniform after the field, wondering if that was going to be the last time he was on FedEx Field in a Washington uniform. So listen to Grant and Danny. Of course, they're an afternoon drive now starting at 2, and they'll have Kerrigan on at 4:30. But our pal Barstool Nate had an interesting article about Juju Smith-Schuster. Mm-hmm. And Juju's been kind of in the news this year for kind of off-the-field stuff and kind of some back and forth and taunting and all that. But if you look at his numbers, and this year was kind of a down year in terms of yards per catch. He was only averaging 8.6 yards per catch.
Went way down. He was at 13.1 the year before.
Yeah, in his rookie season, he was at almost 16 yards per catch.
Right.
Yeah.
But if you look at his four-year career, 58 catches, followed by 111. Then in 2019, he only had 42 catches. Now, he only played 12 games. And then, and of course, they had a lot of quarterback upheaval. And then this year, 97 catches for 831 yards and 9 touchdowns. Mm-hmm. Clearly, Washington needs to address the receiver spot. They've got McLaurin, and you may like what you see from Cam Sims and Steven Sims at times, but I don't think they're number twos.
Right.
No, clearly not.
They're not.
Would you deal with Juju's kind of off-the-field stuff?
Well, what are the off-the-field stuff that everyone's talking about? What are the off-the-field?
It's just kind of like this back-and-forth reasoning.
Social media stuff.
Yeah, it's more like social media. He stomps on, like, logos.
He posted the cleats, and he might be all about Juju.
Yeah. I'm sure that Tomlin sat him down and said, look, I'm not dealing with any more of this nonsense, this distraction. And he came out and said he's not going to, you know, stomp on the logos anymore. So, he's clearly a talent upgrade over what is presently here in Washington at the receivers 2 through 4 spots.
Wasn't he considered kind of, and I guess anybody would be in his shadow, but wasn't he sort of the sympathetic figure when Antonio Brown was there? Didn't everybody, but like.
Yeah, because they gave him the MVP. And yeah. Antonio Brown was
got
upset,
better, right?
Like at the offensive MVP.
And yeah. I thought Juju was the good guy.
He had a bomb year that year, too.
Yeah.
I don't know what kind of player or what kind of person he is, you know, in the locker room.
I thought he was a decent guy.
Yeah, maybe he is. He certainly is an upgrade, though. I mean, he's young.
It's the social media stuff, EB.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry too much about that. And his numbers, taking a step backwards, that's a function of other guys emerging the offense. Ben, you know, not being 100%
healthy. Yards per reception is shocking.
It is shocking.
It's shockingly low.
I think that's more a symptom of the way that offense was operating.
I mean, look at his yards per catch in his first 3 years. Those are pretty good.
Yeah, right, for sure. First year, outstanding.
But this year, the offense.
This year, weird.
Yeah, no running
game. He's a guy that if he came to Washington, he would be targeted 100 times.
Yeah.
McLaurin would be targeted, right around there, maybe a little more. But he would get 100 targets in this offense.
I'm not willing to give up on Cam Sims, by the way. If you want to have him as a third or fourth, that's fine. But I'm not willing to give up on him.
Not saying get rid of him. I mean, but he's a complimentary piece.
Like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. He feels like a number four, not a number two.
And
look, we don't know what's going to happen with Kelvin Harmon. Because Kelvin Harmon showed some promise as a rookie.
He did. He did.
And we still don't know what about Antonio Gandy-Golden, who they just drafted.
Right. I'm out on Golden.
So you let them all compete. Let all those guys
compete.
Golden had
one catch.
But I think you do need a vet who's reliable. And I wouldn't hate Juju, even if he's more of a possession guy, because McLaurin's so fast, he could be more of the deep guy.
They're going to add two or three pieces at that position. You just know they are.
I don't know.
It could be free agent. Could be some. They're going to draft one.
Sounds like Luca. Luca likes Juju.
Well, and Luca's lobbying for
Juju.
There's
a fox. There's a fox running around the neighborhood.
You got a De'Aaron?
Got a De'Aaron.
Yeah, that's a fast fox right there.
So she's sensing the fox. We got to get her out there. But they're going to add two or three pieces, I would assume, at that position. They just have to.
Is there any sense that they would go after him? Like, and that, I mean, this is a real possibility?
I don't think you've heard any indication. First of all, it's probably going to be up to the new GM, right? So they brought in, at least I think there were two more new names of GMs that they're interviewing. So by my count, they're up to at least four candidates.
Now, he's not the only guy.
So I would imagine that the new GM would decide, because Allen Robinson's going to be a top target. We went through the list. I mean, the list of free agents at wide receiver, it's pretty impressive.
Marvin Jones is out there. He's 31.
Galladay.
Corey Davis is a guy who had a really good campaign in Tennessee this year that should command some decent money on the free agent market.
Marvin Jones, you mentioned, right?
Yep. And here's another name.
You know,
Will Fuller. I know that he was suspended toward the end of the season, but if you want a game-breaker type, now I know that he's dealt with a lot of injury issues in the past, and he had the suspension for the PED, but that's a guy that if you paired with McLaurin, then you have a dynamic, explosive 1-2 punch at wideout.
What about Godwin?
Godwin too, but he's
unrestricted?
To me, he's like a glorified possession receiver to me, like a little bit better than a possession receiver. Like if you want a game breaker type, you're going to go after Will Fuller.
I'm taking Godwin over Schuster.
Yeah, I'm looking at a list right now from Pro Football Focus, and they've got Godwin, Galladay, Allen Robinson, Fuller, Juju Smith-Schuster, Corey Davis, Marvin Jones, and Curtis Samuel. Samuel, I think, is the guy just because he played in Carolina.
He's intriguing, and I think the fact that Urban Meyer is now in the mix in Jacksonville, he'll probably have interest in him because he was a Buckeye, obviously, and he's multidimensional. You can use him in the rushing game.
Yep.
He's a good receiver.
He was a running back in college.
Right. So he can fit a bunch of different roles on your offense. So I don't think they necessarily have to go after John Sherman Smith-Schuster. That's his real name. He'll be in the mix, but I would think they'll kick the tires on Allen Robinson, Will Fuller, guys like that.
Well, it's just weird because while Bruce was here, they didn't really go after big-name guys, right?
Well, they went after Amari Cooper this past offseason, and he just chose Dallas over Washington.
But that's post-Bruce Allen.
That's post-Bruce.
So maybe we're back into an era where we're kind of free agent players for bigger name guys. I just can't wrap my head around it. We've been so out of doing that, it's hard for me to even imagine it happening.
But would you care about a guy who's TikToking all the time?
If he can play,
Juju's problems,
I don't care about his social media.
As far as I can see, it's not a bunch of arrests or anything like that.
If he's a good guy, he's just a social media addict like every other 20-year-old kid, then that's fine. I don't have a problem.
Let's go to the phones. Tell us what you think. Would you like Juju in D.C.? 800-636-1067. Chris is in Bowie. Chris, you're on with the Junkies. What's going on?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I'm going to just say a couple things. Juju's numbers were high because Antonio Brown was there. He was basically Antonio Brown. They had to send two guys to him to cover him, so Juju caught all the passes. Same thing as Claypool had this year. He got all the yards and the touchdowns because they sent two guys to Juju. And also, I got one more thing to say. Who's throwing these guys the ball?
That is a big unknown.
We don't know yet. We don't know.
I think the first domino is going to be Alex Smith. and whether, and I think they expect him to say something in the next couple of weeks as to whether he's going to come back. Because if he says, I retire, well, then it's no-brainer. But if he says he's going to come back, then they're going to have to make a decision first and foremost on what they're going to do with Alex Smith. They buy him out? Did they make him part of the plan?
By the way, if Alex Smith does come back, and my bet is that he doesn't, but if he does come back, you can still draft someone, groom him for a year.
Well, you have to.
Yeah, so it's not like Alex Smith's the future. But if you combine all of the receivers and free agency, and there's some big names, like you just went through them, Cakes, and then you add all the incoming rookies from the draft, man, you got a lot of talent.
It's plentiful.
Position. Yeah.
Like, I don't know whether they want to, you know, use the number 19 pick on a guy like Waddle if he falls to that spot, or another wideout coming out of the college ranks, or they want to spend decent money on a free agent guy coming in.
Mm-hmm.
They might do both.
They might
draft one and spend some free agent cash on a guy like an Allen Robinson or Juju.
Correct.
I would be such a bad GM. I honestly would. I would have no idea where to go. I would have no idea
have,
where to
you
go.
You would have an army of scouts telling you where to go and advising
you
where to go.
Well, you might do it wrong, but like, I think if I was the GM, I would get the stud linebacker in the first round and get a wide receiver via free agency.
And then, but what are you doing with the quarterback then? You're just going to draft a quarterback on like a third or fourth and hope that it's a one in a million Kirk Cousins or something?
I might, yeah.
That's a crap.
I mean,
I'd be a terrible GM too.
Huh?
You'd be a bad GM
terrible.
Too.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how you put a team together. It's impossible.
Well, look, if you were a GM, you'd be in the know. You wouldn't be clueless. You'd know who all the players are.
Even if I knew all the players. Let's just say I knew all the players and everything. I just don't know how I would attack this team. That's what I'm saying.
I might go Band-Aid, Kyle Allen, and Heinicke as your bridge quarterback. Oh. Draft somebody in the second round. And then
if you don't get
it right, then you roll somebody in. In year three.
Well, if you're not going to get...
He's going to let Heinicke and Allen battle for the backup spot, but I'm going to have a more entrenched guy in the mix.
Yeah, but what if you can't? You're picking 19, so what if you can't?
No, I'm going to go out on the free agent market and find
somebody.
What, are
you bringing a Teddy Bridgewater?
My guy's fits tragic. For whatever reason.
For a guy that hates old people. You're lobbying for like a 38, 39-year-old graybeard.
I don't hate old people. That is a misnomer.
You're very
dismissive
of them. Yeah.
I think Fitzmagic would be perfect to come in here for a year or two while you groom whoever the young guy is.
Well, I think that's a waste. You already have those guys. That's Kyle Allen and Heinicke.
Why don't you look up how many playoff games Ryan Fitzpatrick has started compared to Heinicke? Because Heinicke has 100% more than your boy Fitztragic.
That's fine.
I think Fitzmagic is the same guy.
JP hasn't watched his Entercom training module. He has recency bias. Doesn't even know it.
Let's go to Michael in Fredericksburg on line one. Michael, you're on with the Junks. What's going on?
Hey, guys. I'm 100% in on Smith-Schuster. If you watch him play, he gets dirty. He blocks. If you look at all of his media, headlines over the years, he's loved by his teammates. He's loved by the city. Outside of his TikTok antics, he's not a bad guy. And if you were looking for a bridge quarterback, I'd be looking at Phillip Rivers. Kind of see if you could groom Allen and Heinicke while you try to find somebody long term.
I know the coaches care, by the way, about wide receivers blocking. I don't care about that. I just want you to catch passes. I don't care. I don't care if you just keep your arms by your side all the game long.
No, you
do. As long as you put them up to high point the ball and bring it in, that's what I care about.
You got to be able to do both.
I couldn't care less about a wide receiver and or a tight end blocking. I know I'd make a terrible
coach. They got to be able to block.
No blocking.
Yeah. McLaurin made so many key blocks this year.
You're right. You would be a bad coach.
Right. Self-admittedly. Yeah. Never block. Priority one is catching. Priority two, catching the ball. Priority three, bringing in the ball. Yeah. Priority 500. Blocking some jerk downfield. Who cares?
Cakes Belichick.
Have at it.
All right, if you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. You know, EB's had a shoulder surgery. Valdez had a shoulder surgery. And I know I'm going to have one later this year. Or I might even kick the can down the road till 2022. I don't know. I'm just don't feel like having it right now. Have a torn rotator cuff.
It's a full year of rehab.
Yeah. So I just am avoiding it because during the day I'm fine. It just pummels my sleep. But I just saw this article, and I'm wondering if you would – do this. And this is probably the future. The headline is robots performing hip and knee surgeries.
Nope.
No way.
I'm out.
I'd rather have a robot cut into my body than that old fossil Dr. James Andrews and his shaky hand. I can tell you that.
Nope. Yeah, I wouldn't. Well, yeah. I think Dr. James Andrews just pokes his head in there.
He's just in the advisory role.
Yeah. I've heard he damn near falls asleep in those things. Huh?
I don't want a robot. No way.
So apparently the robots are now assisting surgeons to ensure an optimum fit of new joints. So in knee replacement surgeries and I guess hip replacement surgeries, they implant small robots, which help them, fit the joint into the right spot.
So my daughter, like Kurt, and I'm sure like, you know, some of your guys' kids too, is thinking about a career in medicine, right? And so she had an internship before, like, she had it for a couple months this year before they finally just shut it down. And she was going in and watching these surgeries. Remember, and I told you that I was shocked, what she told me, and all these doctors called in and said, oh, yeah, it's standard, that as soon as you go out, they play the music, right? And so they're, like, rocking out while you're having, you know, the most important surgery of your life.
Right. They're like Valdez playing a round of 18 at Potomac Shores.
Yeah, I mean, everyone's like loosey-goosey and relaxed and telling stories and just, you know, doing whatever. That's fine, I guess. It's just a different, you know, it's just amazing what happens when you're passed out. You don't realize it. But what the other thing that struck me is that she's been in and she's been a foot away from knee replacements, hip replacements, torn ACL, all that stuff. And she says the tugging and the, like, banging and the breaking of the bones. I mean, it is a it's so crude kind of what they're doing while we're passed out. Yeah. And they're, you know, they're giving you a new hip or they're giving you or they're measuring your new bone or they're just – they're taking a hammer or whatever they're doing and they're just breaking stuff.
It's like Civil War battlefield surgery.
Yeah. I mean, it is like the crudest thing you could ever imagine.
Right.
And they're just chopping you up into a billion pieces and then, you know, stitching you up. And, you know, you don't
I mean,
even
can
know.
You imagine what they were saying and doing? And
no.
Who knows when we were under for an hour during our colonoscopies?
I know. I talked about that. I know. But, like, I also think, well, JP's going to go in there and have a surgery. And it's just amazing the way she describes how they're, like, breaking the bones and just – I can remember having a tooth pulled before and how just sort of crude it is.
Yeah, well, think about, I mean, I haven't witnessed it, but I've heard. I think Cakes, your wife had C-sections, or don't
yeah,
they just
she had three of them.
Move body parts out of there and stuff?
Yes.
They just lay them on your stomach.
They just take her organ, woman's organs out and put them like on her abdomen, then go grab the baby and then stuff everything back in.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a show.
No, I know. It's just I can't imagine any of it.
But I don't know. I think I might be in the minority here because, you know, I've always been amongst the four the most willing to go with the self-driving car, and eventually, if the robots are able to do all of these functions, I would find them more reliable than a human. You know, I mean, look, you don't complain that the cars that you drive around are a bunch of machines and robots putting them together, do you?
Yeah, but they're not doing the actual driving.
That's different.
They're not getting me from point A to point B.
Like putting a TV together or putting a car together.
I just don't trust it, JP. You obviously don't have a problem with it. I just don't trust it.
No, I'm not saying I trust it right now, but I'm saying, look, eventually, I mean, you're hearing about what they're doing in robotics. I don't know if you ever read any of these articles. I mean, I remember a few years ago, we made a big deal with that one robot that was like jumping up and it looked like he was running like a human.
Here are the articles I read, JP. Starts and Sits, Sleepers and Risks by Dave Richard on CBS.
Right.
Those are the articles that I'm consuming. Well, I don't care about robots.
All right,
I'll
give you an example of like it's kind of technology related. It's not totally self-driving. But so my new X3 M40, right, that I got from BMW Fairfax. Love them. If you're in the market, there's no better car. But they have so many cameras on this thing now, right? Mm-hmm. That it even has that feature, you know, where you could, it'll park itself. And
that's
my
awesome.
My understanding is that it's still kind of inefficient because it's slower. And you do it once to show off. Like, you know, right. You get out of the car and you say, hey, watch it park itself. But then it's not something you ever really use. But I will say this. It's got so many cameras and everything. And I'm sure it's a setting that I could adjust. But when I now, like last night, my daughter had a, she's been craving Chipotle. So I had to go to Chipotle for her, and then I had to park the car to back into a spot. And I got all the cameras, and it's like, you're not going to hit anything, right? You get so many cameras, so many views of everything. But when you get close to something now with this thing, it's on a setting where if you get close to something, it slam stops.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I feel like I hit something.
Right.
But I'm 2 feet from the curb.
It's protecting you.
Yeah, it's protecting me, and I need it because I am what's known as a rim wrecker. I destroy rims. I can have I got the M brakes and the silly rims, and it looks amazing. And I'll come home and I'll carve up the side of my curb and it just ruin the rims on the first day.
Didn't you get rims when you had your Fentley back in the day?
I did. I had awesome rims, but I ruined those too. But with
such
this,
a terrible parker along the curbs, you are.
I just scrape
you get
rims.
Too close.
I am a rim destroyer.
Where did
terrible it come
Jabari.
From?
I don't know. I'm a rim scraper. So with this vehicle, though, I believe in 3 years I will return this with no rim scrapes, but I'll probably have whiplash because it's constantly stopping, and it's annoying, honestly, because it slam stops 2 feet away from anything. Do your cars have that?
No, my cars
feature?
Just beep. They just beep. If you're too close
beeps.
To something, it just beeps.
Yeah, mine beeps too.
I'd much rather have it just beep at me.
Yeah,
than
I got to turn
on.
That off.
That's enough.
Because
that's
it's
enough.
Slamming on me, and then I think, oh my God, I just hit a tree.
But my Audi will do that and really slow it down if you're actually getting too close. Even like on a highway, if you get too close to a car, it'll slow down.
Well, this is also the Beamers, and I'm sure you guys have it too, but there's some feature now, which I love. Where in your blind spot, when there's somebody in your blind spot, like a yellow caution comes up in the mirrors.
Yeah, my Audi does that too.
Yeah, which is pretty really cool. So I like some of the features, but some are too much. And I definitely wouldn't trust a robot to perform surgery on me.
But wouldn't you rather have the robot than Dr. James Andrews, as Cakes mentioned?
Well, Dr.
Some
Andrews
fossil?
Is 100.
Okay.
Yeah, I need my doctor in his late 30s, early 40s.
Dr. Fine is
my
guy.
My doctor is clearly past that age.
Dr. Fine did both surgeries on my boy. Did his ACL and his shoulder. That's my guy. My second guy who I haven't used yet, but I see him all the time, is my guy, Dr. Fechter. Those are my two guys.
Well, like you said, once you're under, you have no idea. There could be robot. There could be six robots in there and right. take all the humans out. We right, have no yeah. idea.
Well, the thing that
but
I
it's just
find
not my, it wouldn't be my choice. But look, if the surgeon came in there and there was a robot sitting next to him, you're going to be under for an hour and a half.
Yeah, I mean, you don't know.
You have no idea. Yeah, you have no idea.
But I'm telling you. My daughter says they're like leaning on you, pulling on you. They're chipping away, like certain things. Like when they have to make the hip fit, they're in there and they're just chipping away at your bone. It's a show what they're doing.
Hey, they got to make it fit, Rick.
Yeah, I mean they're poking and pulling and chipping. I mean it's, I don't know, man. Blood everywhere.
There's a reason why it takes a while to recover from the surgeries.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it does. You got this little tiny scar, one little dot, and then you can't move your arm for a year.
Look, there's a reason I'm kicking the can down the road. If I can avoid it, I am.
Yeah, but the longer you avoid it, the worse it's going to be. I don't know. And it's more painful.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably so. Hey, look, I mean, I don't advertise this. A lot of times, generally on Tuesdays and Thursdays during commercial breaks, I do my rehab. That's what I do.
Does the rehab help, or is it so butchered at this point, it's not, probably not helping?
I mean, it helps sometimes for a little while, and then I jostle it a week later, and it's back to square one.
The longer you kick the can down the road, the harder the rehab is going to be. I had the shoulder surgery, and it was a year before I got my strength back. Stevie had it within 3 months.
Do it this year. This is just my own thing. Let me get vaccinated. Once I get vaccinated and things get a little easier, then I'll deal with that stuff end of the year. Too much going on.
Right. That's what you're waiting on? That's your next medical
I got a couple other things going on that I'm just, yeah. I'll do it probably in the fall or next year. That's kind of my game plan. All right, coming up next, we're going to open up the entertainment page. EB's going to fill us in on the secret to living past 99, according to Betty White, next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.